Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Seven ten on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 59 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, grab that app or download that app and you can take us on the go. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. It continues to be the talk of the nation, and including right here in the state of South Carolina. After 6 weeks of testimony, 70 witnesses, it took the jury less than 3 hours to issue a verdict of guilty on all charges in the state versus Alex Murdaugh. Representative Tommy Pope, former York County solicitor, has joined us throughout the trial to weigh in and kind of translate what goes on in
That's
the
right.
court. And of course, Representative Pope, we want to have you on the back end now that the trial is over and sentencing will happen today. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So Representative Pope, if we can, let's just get your first reaction. Kind of maybe tell us where you were, what your reaction was when the verdict came down.
So we were, it was interesting. I was watching, you know, the discussions about how long the judge was going to let them deliberate. And, you know, it struck me, apparently I've been out of the game a while. A lot of the rules have changed. I always, you know, we always kept the jury together once they start deliberating, you know, until they reach the conclusion, regardless how long. You know, because normally for death penalty case, we had them sequestered. I had continually predicted as the case went on that I thought the jury would hang, that there'd be, you know, one person that would perhaps cling to some reasonable doubt, or one person that, you know, maybe Randolph had, you know, been good to their grandmother or something, you know, being from the local area. Mm-hmm. So I was surprised the verdict came back. I think it's the right verdict, but I'm really proud of that jury. And you know, the one difficulty we all have when we're observers outside is we're not seeing the faces of the jurors. You know,
right.
How they're absorbing each piece of evidence, how they're taking it in, whether, you know, they believe it or not, whether they would believe in what Alec was selling, you know. And so, again, I'm extremely proud of the jury. I thought the case, you know, the case was several times longer than anything I've ever tried, and that's with, you know, death penalty cases. And I thought, you know, most things were longer than tedious, and I thought maybe that's what happened. The jury said, everything's been so long and tedious, we're going to show you how to do it right.
And I do think this past week they've talked a lot about, and they've been very complimentary of the jurors and how attentive they have been and how they are in it. And both sides have said, you know, we've looked over and all 12 of them were paying attention. They were in it. They were focused and really in it to win it. We did have that one little mishap yesterday,
yeah,
early morning.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, we haven't seen their faces yet. I do think some breaking news came down that one juror has given an interview to ABC.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anxious to go see what they look like.
Sure.
But, I mean, truly, they're an amazing group of people. And I thought it was very nice that the prosecution in their press conference last night also thanked not only them but their families. For having to
Absolutely. To
deal with
Absolutely.
Their family member being gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, again, you know, having the number of alternates you had and everything, but just the fragility. I mean, even like when you talk about going to the scene, I can remember us having jurors sequestered. Again, you know, traditionally in death penalty cases I was doing, and sequestered for your listeners means, of course, that they literally keep them together, you know, at a hotel and, you know, with state security, and you'd have some dum-dum, you know, drive by or encounter him in the hotel and, you know, shout out, he's guilty or something like that. And, you know, it would just throw a wrench into everything. You know, mm-hmm. You're worried about jurors being tainted and you're worried about a mistrial. And so the fact that they were able to go home, and, you know, I always watched, and the judge gave them, and I'm sure he gave them more extensive instruction at the beginning, but you know, he gave the general, you know, don't talk about the case, but not a great detail about, you know, because, you know, unless these people went home and just sat in their room, you know, they went to Walmart, you know what I mean? They went to church. They went,
Their kid's T-ball game or whatever. Right. Yeah.
Representative Polk, what do you believe was the big shift? Yeah, the turning point that ultimately convinced the jury?
I tell you, for me, and again, when I was talking about seeing their faces, not so much who they are as how they were reacting, you know, to different evidence. But for me, the two, you know, pieces were, of course, the video that Alec didn't know anything about. I think the other, you know, and so the fact that he was at the kennel and that he lied about it, and there's no good excuse. And then the second for me is the fact that that blackout casing was clearly a casing from a gun from them.
Right.
You know what I mean? From that property. And, you know, granted it's unaccounted for, but I think the jury saw that, you know, you don't reward a defendant for hiding evidence. And, you know, of course, shotguns are hard to match up. You know, I thought at the beginning of the trial, why are you bringing in all these weapons? You can't, you know, really tie it to. But I think they were showing the accessibility in that regard. And then, of course, they brought that other blackout, you know, just to, you know, I assume let the jury see it's kind of an AR-type weapon. And the fact that we've located the one, but the other seems to be missing, you know, was ironic. You know, so I think, you know, again, it'll be interesting to hear the jurors. I will say, as a prosecutor, I'm always nervous when the jury starts talking to the media. I mean, they got an absolute right to, or they got a right not to, but I get a little nervous because they could say one thing that the defense could latch on to for the people.
Right. Do you think that they made a mistake putting him on the stand?
I think he made a mistake.
Right.
And the reason I say that, I don't think I don't think they could convince Alec one way or another. And you know, to Alex's credit, his testimony, if they were buying it, he was selling it well. You know what I mean? He was delivering. I think they just saw through him. And,
right.
You know, and it's once, you know, once you realize that somebody's lying and you kind of learn their tales, I think the jury, you know, recognized that. And, you know, for me, the final thing, and this is really something after the jury decided, last night when he got, you know, when the jury verdict was read, he didn't flinch.
He did not.
His family didn't really flinch. Mm-mm. I can tell you, and this is something, you know, I've kind of said from the beginning, too. My wife's an expert, so Kim really feeds me all this information. But, you know, if it was my family and I didn't do it from the beginning, every time I'm talking to those police officers, said, I absolutely get why you're talking to me. I understand that. But tell me, what are you doing to look at the other alternatives? You know, there's somebody out there. There's somebody, you know. I would hammer that. And so last night when you found me guilty, you dragged me out there kicking and screaming that somebody's still out there that killed my family.
Right.
And the fact that he did, you know, he didn't flinch, that is very telling to me.
Representative Tommy Pope, we're speaking with him right now, of course, former York County solicitor. The juror on ABC is, I'm just reading through some of these notes here. They said that at first it was 2 not guilty, 1 not sure, 9 guilty at first, said it took about an hour, and then they were all in agreement. The voice of the dog video was a condemning factor, they said. Tommy, can you explain briefly, real quick, I know we're pushing up against a break, when the jury goes back to the jury room, do they immediately take a vote to see where everyone is? And then from there, what happens to maybe get the 2 not guilty and the 1 not sure to change their minds?
Yeah, so that's the normal course. You know, there's no set instruction book. It's kind of like John Metter said at the end, you know, there's no book for being a juror, but normally the 4-person will kind of lead through and just see where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've had some juries sometime that are convicted and they're ready as soon as they go in there and felt like if they didn't stick around and go through the evidence, they wouldn't be doing their job, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and again, I don't want to push you past your break, so just stop me when you get in, but, The jurors, you know, I assume they walked through the evidence, and it's an interesting interpersonal dynamic in there, because, and that's why I don't like going back and talking to the media about it. You know, would the defense try to seek out those two and say, did they make you change? Did they pressure you to change? Because, ultimately, if a jury hangs up, the judge has what's called an Allen charge. Obviously, he didn't have to use it here, that basically says, no better jury can find a verdict than you. Listen to both sides and don't give up your beliefs, but, hear and work through the evidence. And, he didn't have to give that instruction, but that's kind of the spirit they're operating in. Don't give up a firmly held belief. If you really think not guilty, then don't do it. But apparently they went through and pointed out things that ultimately brought those other jurors around.
And I also think it was interesting. I have never been in a courtroom or really watched a trial this intently. But once the verdict was given and it came down, the clerk of court went through and asked each juror, was this your verdict, and do you want to change it? Right.
Yeah, and that's called polling the jury. And, and the judge kind of did the first pass, where he says, is that all 12 of your verdict?
Right.
Everybody raised their hand. The defense normally asks for that in hopes that there's somebody on the edge. And I've seen that before, where you go through and, juror 27, is that your verdict? And ask just you. You're not a group of 12. And they ask you. And I've seen some kind of hesitate, and what the defense is hoping for is somebody folds, well, then they send them back to the jury room. They stood strong. So whoever had doubts at the beginning must have been comfortable enough that they were able to stand up in front of God and everybody,
right,
and raise their hand and say, yes, that's my verdict.
Wow. Yes. Well, Representative Tommy Pope, we more than appreciate your time during this trial. I know you are being pulled in a lot of directions, and we just appreciate you made time for the local folks right here, which I know you always do. And thanks for the insight and just for the explanation about what took place, translating what took place. Maybe out of all this, some people are still interested in a career in law. I know just the other day we had on the folks from the clerk of court's office talking about the need for family court judges. So this might inspire a younger group of folks to be more interested in law and help our judicial system. As we often say, right, with the jury, I mean, that is just a judicial system at work, whether or not you like the verdict. But that's how it is here in America for the time being. So, Tommy, Representative Pope, go ahead.
I'll tell you before we leave, I'm pretty sure we'll have our family court judge in the budget this time. So keep your fingers crossed for York County for that.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, sir.
Y'all take care.
You
Thank
too.
You.